Welcome back. This is an advanced drum and bass groove lesson, and we're focusing on one of the highest leverage details in the whole genre, staggered hats for movement. The big promise here is simple. You're not changing your kick and snare pattern. You're not adding a bunch of extra percussion. You're taking a straight, functional hat line and turning it into something that rolls, breathes, and pulls the listener forward purely through micro-timing, layering, velocity contour, and controlled randomness. And we're doing it with Ableton stock tools, so this becomes a repeatable system you can drop into any project. All right, let's set the context first. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'm going to assume 174. Now load or build a basic D&B skeleton. Kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. Here's a coach note that'll save you a ton of time later. Pick one time boss. In drum and bass, that's usually the snare. The snare is the authority. The hats can rush, drag, tease, and shuffle, but if they start making the snare feel soft or late, the groove loses its backbone. So anytime we do timing changes, we're going to audition hats with the snare, not with the full mix. Hats plus snare, because that's where the truth is. Now let's build the hat engine. First layer, the anchor hat. This is the grid. Tight, clean, and boring on purpose. Create a MIDI track, load a drum rack, and pick a short, crisp closed hat. Program straight 1/16 notes for one bar. Keep the velocity fairly even to start, somewhere around 85 to 95. Keep the note length short. You're not writing TSSSH, you're writing TKTK. Tight. If you want to pre-clean it, add EQ8 on the hat chain. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Then if the sample is biting your ears, a tiny dip somewhere in the 7 to 10K region can help, but keep it subtle. After that, add saturator very lightly, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip-on, and match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. This anchor layer is your ruler. You need a stable reference before you can break the rules. Now we duplicate for the second layer, the stagger layer. This is where the movement lives. Duplicate the hat chain and drum rack, or duplicate the whole track if you prefer. Then swap the sample to something slightly different. This matters more than people think. If you stack two nearly identical hats, you can get that weird hollow, facey top end, even if your timing is perfect. Quick test. On one layer, drop a utility and flip the phase on the left and right. If the tone changes dramatically when you do that, your layers are too similar. Choose a different hat, or pitch one layer down by 1 to 3 semitones. That tiny pitch move is a classic heavier D&B trick, because it makes the hats feel less glassy and more menacing. Now program the stagger pattern. The anchor is doing all 16 THS, so the stagger layer does not need to do all 16 THS. In fact, the whole point is that it shouldn't. Use an interlocking pattern that avoids some obvious downbeats and leans forward. A practical one-bar idea is to hit on the late half of each beat, steps 3 and 4, 7 and 8, 11 and 12, 15 and 16 on a 1/16 grid. So you're basically emphasizing the E and a side of each beat cluster, and it naturally pushes you forward. At this point, if you press play, it'll already feel more syncopated, but it still might feel like two hats on a grid. So now we do the real work, micro-timing. There are two methods. Manual microshift is the most controllable. Groove pool is the fastest musical shortcut. I want you to know both, because different projects call for different workflows. Manual first. Go into the MIDI editor for the stagger layer. Turn the grid off, or set it super fine, like 1/64 or 1/128. Now nudge groups of notes, not random single hits. Think in timing groups. Choose 2 or 3 offsets and reuse them like motifs. For example, take half your stagger notes and push them later by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Then pick a couple notes and pull them earlier by about 3 to 8 milliseconds. The rule: if you can hear an obvious flam against the anchor hat, you went too far. And be extra careful around beats 2 and 4. Where the snare hits. Hats that are too late right next to the snare can smear the backbeat. If you want excitement into the snare, do it with velocity and density just before the snare, not by making hats clumsy on the snare moment. Now the groove pool option. Grab a subtle swing groove from Ableton's groove pool. Think swing 16 style, or MPC-ish grooves that aren't too drunk. Apply the groove to the stagger clip only. Keep the anchor mostly straight. Set timing around 10 to 25%, random around 2 to 8%, and maybe a touch of velocity influence, like 0 to 15%. Then listen. If it's working, you can commit it. If it's not, back it off. In D&B, subtle wins. If you put heavy swing on everything, you can accidentally make the whole track feel like it's leaning backward. Now let's talk velocity, because this is where hats go from pattern to groove. On the stagger layer, create an accent contour. Stronger hits around 90 to 110 velocity on push points, and softer hits around 40 to 70 elsewhere. A really dependable DMB accent suggestion is to lift the positions, especially around 1A and 3A, because it creates that forward lift into beats 2 and 4. If you don't want to hand-draw every velocity, drop Ableton's velocity MIDI effect before the drum rack on the stagger layer. Add some drive, like plus 10 to plus 25. Add a little random, maybe 5 to 15. Then set your output range so it stays musical. Out low around 35 to 50, so you don't lose notes. Out high around 100 to 120, so accents don't spike too hard. Now controlled randomness. The key word is controlled. A lot of people hear random and they go too far, and suddenly the groove loses identity. What you want is variation inside a fence. You can use the random MIDI effect, but I'll be honest. Random note shifting is risky on hats unless your note mapping is very intentional. It can jump lanes and trigger different samples, which might be cool, but it can also just sound like mistakes. The safer, often better approach is to randomize velocity and note length. So keep your velocity random modest, and add note length. Set length around 25 to 60 milliseconds, and random around 10 to 30%. That tiny tail variation helps avoid typewriter hats while staying tight. And remember, work at a fixed monitoring level. Hats will trick you into turning up, because bright transient material feels exciting. If you keep monitoring consistent and conservative, you'll make smarter calls on harshness and dynamics. Now we add the third layer, ghost hats. This is texture and jungle energy. It's not supposed to feel like another main hat. It's supposed to feel like air moving. Create a new chain or track with a thin open hat, or a noisy ride-like hat. Place only a few hits per bar on off-off beats like 1E, 2A, 3E, 4A. Keep the velocity low, like 25 to 60, tucked in. Then add autopan for motion without washing out the transients. Set amount around 10 to 25%. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16. Phase around 90 to 120 degrees. Sine wave. Now it subtly moves, and it adds life without screaming for attention. Coach tip. Stereo management by roll is huge. Keep your anchor hat narrower, even mono-ish if needed. You can use utility and reduce width towards 0 to 60% if the center feels unstable. Let the stagger and ghost layers carry more width. That way the groove doesn't wobble in mono, and the center stays punchy for the snare. Now bus your hats. This is where it starts sounding like a record instead of three separate ideas. Group your hat tracks into a hat bus. On the hat bus, start with EQ8. High pass around 250 to 500 HC. Then if there's harshness, do a tiny notch somewhere around 8 to 12K, 1 to 3 dB, moderate Q. Don't overdo it. If the hat starts sounding papery, you've probably carved too much high end, or you're relying on extreme EQ instead of sample choice and saturation. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so you keep some transient snap. Release on auto, ratio 2:1. Set threshold so you're getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not slamming, we're gluing. Then saturator, 1 to 4 dB drive, soft clip on. Again, match output, loudness lies. If your top end is still poking out dynamically, instead of static EQ, consider multiband dynamics on the bus. Gently control the high band, like 6K to 18K. So only the sharpest hits get tamed. That keeps air without fatigue. Optional but very pro. Sidechain the hat bus very subtly to the snare. Ableton compressor, sidechain from snare, ratio 2:1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 40 to 80 milliseconds, and aim for about half a dB to 1.5 dB of reduction on snare hits. You won't really hear it as pumping. You'll feel it as the snare staying king while hats roll around it. Now let's get out of the one bar loop mindset. Because arrangement is where staggered hats really earn their keep. Build a 16-bar phrase. Bars 1 through 4, anchor hats only, tight and minimal. Bars 5 through 8, bring in the stagger layer. Now the movement starts. Bars 9 through 12, introduce the ghost hat and that subtle autopan. Bars 13 through 16, add a tiny 1/32 hat fill at the end of every 4 bars. Very quiet. This is not a fill, it's a hint. It tells the listener something is shifting. Here's a transition trick. Automate the hat bus saturator drive up by 1 to 2 dB in the last half bar before a drop, then snap it back at the drop. It creates urgency without adding any new elements. And here's an arrangement upgrade if you want it to feel less looped, Barline disguise. Every 4 or 8 bars, change one small detail. Remove a single stagger hit right before the loop resets, or swap one sample for one bar, or shorten note lengths for one bar so it pulls in tighter. These are tiny changes that make your brain stop detecting the loop point. Now, two advanced variation ideas you can play with. First, interlocking two stagger layers, call and response. Create stagger A and stagger B, and make sure they never hit the same 1/16 positions. Let A play mostly late slots, and B play a few early slots. Then micro time A slightly late, like +6 milliseconds on average, and B slightly early, like -4. The push-pull creates motion without increasing density. Second, polyrhythm illusion using clip loop points. Keep your anchor hat clip 1 bar, but set your stagger clip to a 3/4 bar loop length, or even 1.5 bars. In Ableton, you can unlink and set loop length manually in clip view. The accents rotate against the bar line, and over 16 bars it feels like the groove is evolving, even though you didn't write extra patterns. Now let's hit the common mistakes, fast, so you can avoid the classic traps. Mistake 1. Too much swing on everything. Groove the stagger layer, not the backbone. Mistake 2. Flaming layers. If the anchor and stagger are too close without intent, it sounds like timing errors. Reduce offsets, or shorten note lengths, especially near the snare. Mistake 3. Over-randomizing. A little goes a long way. Keep variation bounded. Mistake 4. Harsh top end. Stacked hats build energy fast. If it's fatiguing, choose a darker sample or pitch a layer instead of trying to fix everything with harsh EQ cuts. Mistake 5. No arrangement evolution. Even the coolest one-bar hat trick gets old if nothing changes for 32 bars. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 1-bar loop at 174 BPM with kick on 1 and snare on 2 and 4. Add the anchor hat. Straight 1/16. Add the stagger layer. Only 8 hits per bar on the late halves of the beats. Microshift. Half of them about 8 milliseconds late, and 2 of them about 5 milliseconds early. Velocity contour. 2 accents around 105 velocity, the rest between 45 and 75. Bus process. Glue for 1 to 2 dB of reduction and subtle saturation. This audio version is shortened for playback.